Hello, my name is Jasmine Jackson. I'm here with Dakota Schrader and Josh Ivy, and we are interviewing Me Fan.
Yes.
The date is September 25th, 2018, and we are located at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. Mm-hmm. This interview is for the OSU Oral History Project, which is about English as a second language students. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
How
are you?
I'm well. So, thinking back to whenever you first got here, what was your first perspective or your first, how did you first feel about America?
Oh, actually, when I was in my country, I used to study English there, but in the environment just like America. And I feel like really like, and I wish like I can come there like in the future, because I saw like a little bit more freedom and they're personally like comfortable. So that's really nice.
Right. So since then, how has that changed? Like, you see America different now, or is it different than how you expected it?
A little bit, but actually that's absolutely different from my country, because by the way they live in my country, they kept like mixing Vietnamese and American. But when I came here, totally different, because their lifestyle or like the way they talk or something. The first time I came here, I cannot listen what they say at all.
I understand that. So has language been your biggest transition from Vietnam to America? Gotcha, that makes sense. So if you had not come to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where would you have gone?
I come away with Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Why? Or do you have a reason?
Because I found this college is also good in there, and actually they have a communication of Vietnamese gap like huge. And actually right there is not more quiet than here. Less quiet than and a little bit like easy life here.
Okay, that makes sense. So has moving here affected your relationship with your family?
With my boyfriend's family.
And your boyfriend's family? How so?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Actually, they easy, and actually, I kept, like, mentally. Especially his mom.
Yeah.
She said can't be so good, like, he's her, our child.
Yeah.
So they told me, like, her daughter. So I'm good.
Oh,
I don't have to do anything at home.
Oh, that's awesome. So what about your do you have a biological family?
No, I don't have anyone here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So
you said you got engaged. Did you get engaged here or in Vietnam?
Oh, here. For last Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I moved here. Yeah. I just moved here from after Christmas.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Are you going to get married here or back in Vietnam?
Our plan is just get a certificate here for us, and actually we're gonna go back my country.
Very
because
cool.
They have to show up to my family.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So would you consider yourself to be American, or do you still consider yourself Vietnamese?
For me, I think nothing too much change, because like I'm Vietnamese, so just still like that. But something changed in my life, because that's true. Every day, I just communicate with American almost. And actually, I talk to them and work with them. So, a little bit affection from them.
Yeah.
But they're traditional still.
That makes sense. Have you become more familiar with some American traditions, like the 4th of July or that kind of thing? Like, do you know?
Yeah,
do you enjoy them, or which ones are your favorite?
4th of July, because especially the first day I came here is 4th of July.
Really?
So that's my memory day.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Speaking of holidays, do you still celebrate Vietnamese holidays?
Yeah, we stay at home, like Chinese New Year. And we still celebrate, like, get some food for the after. So just like yesterday, it's the Moon Festival.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, we celebrated something.
Oh, that's very fun.
Well, sometimes we have a family dinner.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you celebrate Christmas in Vietnam?
Yeah, we do. I don't know another family, but in my family, my mother does it.
Is it celebrated differently here?
Yeah, because it's like not professional than here. They just like got the family dinner or something. They cook something, but it's not like Thanksgiving or something. Mm. They have to be held like turkey or something. We just cook some basic and just invite some closer people to come.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it is at my house.
Yeah.
So have you experienced Thanksgiving in America?
Mm-hmm.
You have? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. And this is the first time on Halloween day too.
Oh, Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, I know the door of some neighbor. Oh, get them some candy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. Have you traveled outside of America and Vietnam? Like, have you gone anywhere else in the world? Where else have you been?
I went to some Asian, like Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Singapore.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
What do you think of those places compared to the U.S.?
It's kind of like different, but especially in Thailand, not too much, like similar really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like, how can I explain to them? But actually, here it's quieter than them.
Okay.
Yeah, they have like street food or something. Yeah, it's really different because in America, I cannot see like street food on work side or something, but most of in Asia, especially Thailand,
mm-hmm.
very cheap, everything shopping hole the corner.
Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything?
So which city did you live in Vietnam?
I live in Saigon, like probably south in Vietnam.
What was that town like?
The busy city. I can say that because everyone from the countryside, like in the north or the central, most of them came to my city because it's easy to find a good job and earn money easier than them.
Gotcha.
Too much people came there.
Kucha is money?
Hmm?
Kucha?
Good job.
Kucha? Is that money, you said?
Good job.
No, good job.
Oh, good job. Oh, okay. Sorry.
What was there to do in your town?
I'm sorry?
What was there to do for fun in your town?
For fun? Like I say, in my town, it's kind of like busy because they have many restaurants, but isn't mean like street food and cheap on every corner on the street. And actually, I don't know why it's different than here, because many people like they have more free time than here.
Mm.
So after their work time, they come, they like just like invite friends or something. Just came to sit on the work side and to eat something, drinking beer or something like that. And in New Year or in some holiday, right here, my country have fireworks like
cool.
more than 3 times a year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you think that being bilingual has affected your personality? Like, has your personality changed after you started learning English, or is it pretty much the same?
It's changed a lot.
Changed, really?
Uh-huh.
In what way?
And the way I say, I speak, or actually I have to listen like carefully then, like,
mm-hmm.
in some idiom or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's too much change.
Gotcha.
So, do you ever think in English in your head?
Yes, many
okay.
times. Because at home right now, sometimes I try to talk with my parents in a lot of English because I want to teach them
mm-hmm.
like how to understand them.
Yeah.
Because my father-in-law, he didn't know English. So, but right now he's like much better than a little bit, because at least when you at home, when you speak to him, I can speak like slowly
mm-hmm.
to make and explain to him what does meaning or something.
Right.
And make him like understand easier.
So I have a priest that's from Africa, and his accent has changed, he's told us, compared to like what it was. Has your accent changed at all?
Yeah, too. The accent changed because first time I came here, I cannot speak like right now.
Mm-hmm.
I speak like kind of like, it's no pronunciation. right. just like speak like spread all the way, but right here I know like how to pronounce it right or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chain.
So do you know the difference between ESL and EFL when it comes to teachers? So English as a second language would be what you're learning here. So English as a foreign language is what you would be learning in Vietnam. Did you experience English as a foreign language while you were still in Vietnam? You did. And how does that differ than ESL?
They more focus on English then, and actually they teach you each skill. Mm-hmm. It's really good because like they separate that. But in my country, especially, they just focus on grammar. And actually, I remember when I was studying in middle school mm-hmm. until high school. But actually, I just studying like twice a week, and we just focus on grammar. But some listening, like just like basic thing, and out of class, absolutely, we don't speak English.
Right.
Because even you want to speak English, but everyone around you just speak their mother tongue. Mm. And if you speak English or different language, they kind of like sound like weird.
Right.
So they don't want to speak that. That's why we cannot improve our skill for English.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, so since you've come to America, do you feel like your English has gotten like a lot better or just like a little bit better? Or like how would you mark that? Like how would you say, like how much better have you gotten?
I got like around 8 of 10.
Really?
Yeah, because I've improved too much, and actually that's kind of like chain at all. Mm-hmm. And just the first year, like 1 year, mm-hmm. I totally can listen what they say on.
Yeah.
And I saw like improve like when I was in my country just around like level 1, level 2. Mm-hmm. But right now I can say like level 6, 7. It's mm-hmm. good.
That's very awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's being at TCC like for you? Do you have other classes other than your ESL classes? Like, describe your experience here.
Right now, I just take the ESL class.
Gotcha.
Next semester, I'm gonna go college, and I'm gonna see what's different between here and Dallas I used to study.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well,
how is Tulsa similar to your hometown?
My hometown?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. Actually, it's kind of different. In, mm-hmm. Because when I compare here in my hometown, it's totally different. Because...
Is it less dense? Like, is it less compact?
Yeah, and the communication group is smaller than my hometown. And actually... Here we just like I just go to school and then go back home, and my communication locate just like around family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not quicker than in my hometown.
Okay,
gotcha. So what's transportation like? Like, versus like Vietnam versus Tulsa. Like, we drive a lot more here. Did you guys drive a lot in Vietnam, or was it more bus? Was it walking? Like, how did you get around?
I just know how to drive a car. When I came to mm-hmm. Dallas. Oh,
okay.
And actually, in my country, mm-hmm. the street gonna be busier than here because they got like the motorcycle. So, traffic a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
How about, have you thought about visiting other places in the US?
Yeah, I went to California and Orlando.
Ooh. How was that?
That's fun and actually huge.
Yeah.
Because I went to Universal Studio and Disney. Mm-hmm. It's so much crowded.
Gotcha. So being an ESL student, are there specific resources available to you to help you like get through your classes and stuff, or do you know?
Yeah.
There is? Can you describe them or?
Actually, they show really carefully about like what I don't understand or I consider about that. Mm. And I feel like it's good because improving a lot, and even because I saw like friendly environments, because we can email whenever we want. Mm. And they just like show you what's wrong or something like that. I think that's good to make like the closer relationship, and don't let you like feel scared or nervous when you want to ask something.
Right, that's good.
Has your opinion or like the way you see personal property changed since you came here?
My personality changed?
Yeah, like the way you think about personal property, like someone's personal property, has that changed? Like, is it different there?
I don't
there?
Know, but because maybe like I'm kind of when I'm like not picky person.
Yeah.
So I can like fit for all case. So if I just think like if they good, I gotta treat them good.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, don't talk or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't see kind of like different.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Most of them is good.
That's good. Mm. Okay, so are there ways that other students could help ESL students learn more English or get to class? Or is there a way that as another TCC student, mm-hmm. I could help you, or do you know?
Yes, sure. Because I think more easily than for the instruction,
mm-hmm.
like between student and student.
Mm-hmm.
Because like have closer than instructor, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's not like too serious when you ask something about to your instructor. So for like the team group or team learning, it's
mm-hmm.
gonna be easier. So I think another student can have another student is much better.
Oh, okay, I understand that.
Do you feel like it's harder for you to learn English than any of your classmates, or is it easier for you, you think?
I think it's not really, it's maybe like two of case,
mm-hmm.
just depend on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you work by yourself,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna be much better when you work with group, because by the way, it's have like argument and you cannot show your own idea or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But sometimes you need that because you need to get like more creative
mm-hmm.
or more new idea about that. So you have to learn from another one.
Right. What are more ways that people can learn about your country, your home country?
To learn about the language, you mean?
To learn about the language, the culture, your traditions. Like, if I wanted to do a research on Vietnam, where mm-hmm. should I start?
Basically, they start from school, right?
Cool.
And actually, right now, as a like young person, after they graduate high school, they try to find a part-time job
mm-hmm.
and to learn more experience from the real life. And like me, after I graduate high school, I get my own package
mm-hmm.
and I can learn more about my major in the future, like about the business, how to do customer service or something. That's good because best lesson you can study like from the real life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your educational goals? What are you trying to accomplish at TCC?
I don't know if everything goes smoothly, I can realize college in next 2 years
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna transfer to OSU.
Very cool. So think back to high school. You attended in Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
So how does the Vietnamese educational system differ from the American educational system?
They learn more time, the time learning, more than in America.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality of school is less than here. I can say that because I used to study ESL and English in my country.
Mm-hmm.
I can compare some of that. And actually, the quality, like, they just focus, in my country, they just focus study on school,
mm-hmm.
and they do not really care about the homework. But right here, they let you have to, like, study by yourself and
mm-hmm.
do homework, or you have to research something.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Gotcha. So, after TCC, you want to go to OSU.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know where you're going to try and go after OSU, or do you have any plans yet, or are you just waiting to see what happens?
My plan is get my old restaurant in here.
Mm-hmm.
About the traditional food about my country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm studying about that, too.
Very cool.
So you're going to move here for, like, the majority of your life after? That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else in the interview that you wish to discuss or tell us about or any experiences you wish to share?
I just want, like, I feel really glad and happy to be here to explore it and learn more things.
Yeah.
Like, more than I expect to and right now. And I think, and hopefully, that's going to be a goal. Like, I'll be much better and I can success.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.